Episode 2544, A Little Goes a Long Way.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. If it's not countdown for Christmas, it is now countdown for the new year. Can you believe it? It's the last Monday of 2021. Take a deep breath because you're making it. You are. And I want you to remember today, a little goes a long way. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Now, are you searching for the one and done action to get you what you want? Take it all in stride. A little goes a long way. You know, we can be so diligent at screaming all in that we forget the importance of taking one step. One step at a time, it leads to miles of greatness, your miles of greatness. Yet, the rush is still on. The hustle and bustle are not just during the holiday season. It lasts throughout the year. Your goals are prearranged with the exact time you're going to achieve them. Now, having SMART goals, I totally believe in them. It's good, but you have to be willing to put consistency in the equation. And this is where most of us fall short. You can't do everything all at once, at least from the bigger perspective. However, I do understand that some things need to happen simultaneously to get a few things accomplished. And in those situations, of course, you're going to do them simultaneously. And it feels like you're doing a lot. But really what you're doing is you're just ramping up consistency within a little pattern of your life. But even then, you got to remember, consistency must be a part of the game plan. So don't focus as much on the individual goal. Look at what you need from the perspective of consistency. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Operate from the perspective of consistency. This is going to help you in all areas of your life, I promise you. But you got to be willing to do it. And that's the key. And so this week, I want you to put your focus there. I don't want you to think as much as what do I want to accomplish, but how can I interject consistency? Number one, do what you can daily. Here's where you develop the habits that keep you focused on your goal at hand. When you do, you transform a little at a time. This creates big changes as time moves forward. And that's what you're looking for, right? That is what leads you to miles of greatness. The little things, right? The one step at a time leads to miles of greatness, but you've got to do what you can daily. Number two, double check weekly. It's vital to understand that life ebbs and flows. And when you have checks and balances built into your game plan, the ease to readjust equates to greater success in the long run, even with failures that are gonna happen. They just are. You might as well make that assumption because that assumption is truth. Failure is inevitable. Your success, not so much, but if you fail enough, guess what comes? Success, of course it does. So do what you can daily, double check weekly, and finally, number three, revise monthly. You always want to have a direction in which you're headed. As you improve your daily and tweak your weekly, your monthly can be revised to reflect what's current. Because you see, when you're in, right, the moment, when you're very present with what's happening, you don't even realize that you're already making changes that need to happen. You don't have to wait till month's end to figure out, well, maybe I should really do this. No, you're already doing it because you're present. And with presence comes what? Consistency. Because you're honed in, you're aware, you're tuned in, you're alert. It's not just about going through the motions. But in our life, that's what we do. I see it day in and day out. So I want to reflect back a little bit. I love football. You know, it's one of my favorites. And believe it or not, football is coming to an end, at least from the college side. We got a little bit longer for the NFL, but college ball, oh yeah, you better believe it. Championship, are you watching them? Okay, that's for another episode. But you know I'm going to be watching it. But I want you to put this whole thing of consistency and see it come full circle. Look at the football teams, both college and NFL. they are doing what they need to do because you're seeing teams rise to the top that haven't been at the top, which is exciting. It's thrilling as a spectator. I love watching that. I love seeing the underdog achieve. And I also love to see the top dog, well, be challenged a little bit. And then they have to figure out, do we really have what it takes? So look at Kansas City Chiefs. Did you know they lost 4 of their first 7 games? Now, if you just look at that as a whole, at the very beginning, there were people already talking, oh, they're not going to be even in the running. They're not even going to make it to the playoffs. People had knocked them out at the very beginning. Well, why? Well, they lost 4 of their 7 games. Yeah, it didn't fare well for them. But what happened? Well, they played consistency. That's what happened. They didn't worry about, oh my gosh, we've got to win big, man. We've got to go for the long plays. Oh no. If you just watched yesterday and how they whipped the Steelers, I'm sorry if you're a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, but they did. And they were on point, not because they were making 40 and 50 yard incredible catches and plays. No, it was one step. The first down, the second down, the third down, and even having to push themselves on 4th down and going, oh my gosh, we've got to get a yard. Do we go for it? Yeah, we go for it, but we're going for the yard or 2. We're not going for the touchdown. And here they built it up over time to now they are the division leader and they have secured their playoff and they've won their division. Hats off to the Kansas City Chiefs. But you see, it wasn't because they were like, we're going to go for 80 yards all the time. Yeah, Patrick Mahomes may have an arm, but does he really need to utilize that all the time? And is that really a great game plan? You can't go big all the time. You can't go in all the time. Sometimes you got to be willing to take a step back. Sometimes it's 2 or 3 step backs to get your 20 steps ahead. So do what the Kansas City Chiefs are doing. Build that consistency. Work from that perspective. So while you move about your hours and days this week, be sure to think about how you can specifically add consistency to your life's equation. It's not about making a touchdown every single second. You are going to wear out. You want your new year to be prosperous and joyous, not I am exhausted by the time 10 minutes are in. That's not a new year. That's not a fresh start. That's not saying, wow, I'm going to do something different because my life is different. You're a year older. Celebrate it. Do things differently. Anything worth having takes hard work, and your hard work pays off when you instill consistency. So make your dreams bigger today and know with confidence that you can achieve what you set your mind to because a little goes a long way. Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed week and happy new year. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.